Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on the old Bravo. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, hi, Ronnie. How you doing?
You look great, by the way.
You look great, by the way.
I've already got my Vanderpump going because I went on Rose Pricks, the old podcast, the podcast I used to do. I shouldn't call it old. That sounds rude. You shouldn't age a podcast. But I used to do a podcast
called Rose Pricks. Don't say the word old around Bravo.
Yeah. With Stephanie Wilder Taylor, I did the episode that comes out later today. We talked about Beverly Hills, the upcoming season. So go check that out. That was fun. Always love Stephanie and talking to the pricks, okay? But today, we're here talking about Bravo. It's a summer house reunion.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Big reunion. Big 55,000 people are sitting on the couches for this reunion. Huge. It's huge. Huge and fun and exciting. I'm always so proud of Summer House, the little show that could. And now they have several sofas from Ashley Furniture lining that stage. And also, was it me? I'm just thinking right now, I don't think there was a whole rigmarole as we've gotten the past few reunions of like, hey, we've transformed this soundstage into the volleyball court where Wave came in and knocked over Amanda, you know?
No, this it's one, just they just took apart like, Shannon Bedore's house and just kind of plastered it all over the warehouse walls.
Yeah.
It's just like it's a set. Yeah, so it's Summer House. Thanks to everybody who came out to take a seat last night over on Spotify Live. That was really fun. It's always fun to talk to you guys. Great. We're every Monday nights on that, and we do that at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's our live show, the call-in show. So fun talking to you guys and laughing with you guys in the comments. So thanks for coming. Everyone else, check that out. Also, our bonuses are super fun. This week was Top Chef, Gales in Space, which is a super fun, long-ass bonus, talking Top Chef. And we're doing two videos this week. I'm guessing they're going to be the Housewives because Beverly Hills comes back this week. And then that is followed by Real Housewives of Reunion of New Jersey Reunion, part two. So if you want videos, if you like this better, you want to see Ben's hotness, join us on Crowdness on Demand. You can find all that on Patreon. And that's enough of that. Let's talk about Summer House. Woo! It's reunion day! Woo! That's how Summer House people have to walk. They have to enter every location to just remind themselves that they're still young and it's totally fine that they're still all alcoholics. Like, whoa!
Yeah, and like what's fun about the Summer House reunion is that Bravo shows tend to fall into two camps. You're either a Real Housewives show, or you're like a Youngin show, or you're a Below Deck. But like the Youngin shows are funny because Andy doesn't really care about them in the same way, so he doesn't mind being an asshole to them, and he also does not visit them when they're in glam. Like they're all just there, like in some like haunted house doing their makeup, and like Andy does not do his walkthrough like, hi Lindsay, you excited for today? They're just like on their own in these dusty rooms.
True. I think Andy is terrified that a housewife is going to text him and call him and yell at him if he doesn't kiss their ass, but none of the people from these other shows have his number, you know, so he's like, he just won't give a shit.
Yeah. So everyone's just doing their hair and makeup and everything. And it looked like everyone got a spray tan for this reunion too, especially, I mean, Carl looks to me crazy. He looks like, I don't know. Did anyone else feel, I'm saying did anyone else, it's just you, but like, did you feel this way? He's in like his pastel blazer and he's really spray tanned, but he's also kind of getting gaunt. So, but he also has this beard. He kind of looked like he's selling illegal real estate or something, or has like a real estate scam, or is up to something wrong in Miami. Did you get that vibe, or is that just me?
Well, I have a general makeup vibe. This is the cheapest makeup staff they've ever had. I don't know if they told the staff, go look at the stage, and they had different lighting on the stage, but I think you're right that across the board, no one looked, especially to me, Danielle came off the worst.
Yeah.
Carl did have like a weird, you know those guys I feel like they're usually like golf type guys, and they've always got like white lips.
Yeah.
He was like that. You know, like, why are your lips white? You know, there was something just weird about it. Like, not crusty, just weird looking, like the wrong color. And I think it was a dark base, foundation, whatever. And the girls really suffered. Because the girls, when they came into the reunion, they were like, oh my God, look at this glam room. Oh my God, glam. And they were all so excited to get their hair and makeup done. And then they came out looking like that. And I was like, oh, you poor things. Bravo really just gave you all like the priv leftovers.
Yeah. Bravo is basically like, okay, we have a mirror wall, and we've put down about 7 little soft pads so you can kneel in front of the mirror and do your own makeup. Here's a spot where you can put your makeup bag, and good luck, and we have a fluorescent light for you.
Yeah, it didn't turn out well. And, you know, like you said, the set, it wasn't like any extensive thing. It was just kind of a summer house type thing.
Yeah.
And like when they walked in and Sierra goes, oh my God, I have that carpet. It's like, yeah, well, that's how much effort they're putting into this, you know. Sierra has the same carpet. You know, you guys have gone wrong. Like, make an effort, okay?
Yeah. So I think the first thing that was really notable to me was that when Andrea arrived, he arrived with none other than the famous Alexia. Alexia is my girlfriend, and she's coming to the reunion. Ah. I was like, wow, Lexi in the flesh and blood here in front of the Bravo cameras. I never thought this day would happen.
And doesn't she look so different from what we've seen? I mean, we've only seen an Instagram photo of her and Andrea together, where he fell in love, but then didn't realize it, and then everything messed up all of our feelings. I'm not too hot that I don't have a feeling. Ah! So we see that picture, but then she shows up to this reunion all like bleach blonde, and I don't know, it looks like it went to her head before she even got on TV, if that makes any sense. She just looks like she's finished a season and then decided, I'm going more MTV for this show. But she hasn't even been on the show yet.
Yeah, I was a little sad because I had actually created my entire, I realized at that moment that I had created an entire persona and life for Lexi. Like, I felt like she worked at a museum, like maybe she was on the curating staff. And she was sophisticated, and she had like lowered her standards for one day to go on a date with a male model. And all her friends were like, don't go on a date with a male model. She's like, I'm going to do it. And then she's like, oh, I had a connection. And then like he dumps her and he's like, this is what I get. And she goes back to her life of like dating guys in academia and the museum world. And then I saw her. I was like, this is actually what it.
I was like with you. I actually kind of thought that too. I was like, wow, he met somebody who's too classy and smart to be dating some, you know, model who. And then she got talked back into it or whatever. But then she showed up and I was like, oh, I think my cousin made out with her at Moonlight Bowl in El Paso. You know, Skylanes. So I don't know. But, you know, who knows? But she's, you know, they're very kissy and huggy and stuff. And she's like, you're going to be great, honey. And then Carl and Lindsay, who I'm still not really buying. Sorry. I know that everybody's totally loving this and shipping this. I still don't really buy it because they do things like, babe. 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 Hey, babe. Babe.
Babe. It's like two sheep trying to communicate while also having strange surgery performed on them. And so,
yeah.
It's like one's getting like a colonoscopy and one sheep is getting like its nails done. But, oh, your shirt looks great, by the way.
You look great, by the way.
I already see that greeting card. Like, I already see a sheep saying that. Like, this is already it's a shoebox greeting. You look great, by the way.
You look great.
Like, that's going to be new Crappens merch. It's just going to be a sheep. And it says, you look great, by the way. And I'm not even joking. So, I'm like going to be laughing at that all day long. You look great, by the way. So, but Carl walks in and he's like, hi. And then of course, Lindsay pulls in New Jersey. She goes, there he is. I was like, really? Even you, Lindsay? Wow.
Yeah. It's addictive. I'm telling you. So, they're all talking about the reunion and Sierra's going to say her piece. Okay. And Paige is like, well, yeah, today is the day to squash everything and just keep it moving. Oh, Paige. I don't think Paige sees what's coming.
No.
Paige really came into this thinking she's Sandra Bullock. And, You're like Leanne Locken. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to end up well for you. I was just trying to think of someone from a Sandra Bullock movie who was like the opposite of Sandra Bullock. And my mind went to Leanne Locken. Why?
Gina Roland, maybe? Is Gina Roland in Hope Floats? Or just Gina Roland in general? She doesn't even have to be in a Sandra Bullock movie.
Yeah, we don't have to put her in a Sandra. Okay, so how about you think you're coming in as Sandra Bullock, but you're coming in really as like an Ally Sheedy character?
You think you're coming in as Sandra Bullock, but you're coming in as Dom DeLuise.
Okay, I like Whoa. That better.
It's really missed the target. So, by the way, this is all great promotion for Winterhouse, because I feel like I've already seen some people speculating online and also in my brain saying, like, what happened in Winterhouse? That Paige is so mad at Lindsay right now. Like, what happened? I'm ready
for it. Yes, and then I saw a comment that Lindsay made on an Instagram post about that. People saying, like, yeah, the rumors are that in Winterhouse, Lindsay and Paige go at it and they can't talk about it. And that's why Paige won't look at Lindsay or whatever. And Lindsay commented, yeah, I keep seeing speculation about that, but we actually got along really great in Winterhouse. So who knows?
So that means they did have a fight, but Lindsay didn't realize she was in a fight, which is also on brand. I thought we were actually getting along really well. So Lindsay is like, well, I'm hopeful that people who have watched, like how they've acted and can take full responsibility. And that's what I'm hopeful for. And then
except for me.
Yeah, that too.
That coming out of Lindsay's mouth is hilarious, because she's just still confused why anybody's mad at her. She's like, huh? She looks like shell shocked.
Yeah. And then we see Kyle is doing this look. He's got this sort of like aggressive tall collar, but he also has sort of a mullet, but sort of not a mullet. It's mullet ready. Like the mullet hasn't, he like thought of growing up, growing a mullet, but he thought of it too late. So it hasn't really grown in. So he has sort of like a weird.
He's doing like a faux hawk, but where European. The mullet is supposed to be, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. It's like a ducktail. It's like, it's like almost like, it reminds me of like a soccer player, you know?
Yeah, but less interesting, actually. So,
and Amanda looks like a mermaid, by the way. Amanda looks like a mermaid without the tail. Her hair is wet. She's wearing a very, very slinky outfit. I think it's like, I've been seeing a lot that like the late 90s and early 2000s are back. Crop tops are in again. And I think that she's like doing that. Correct me, because I really cannot speak with authority on fashion, but that's what I'm sensing. But she looks ultimately like a mermaid who just crawled out of the ocean.
A flesh-toned mermaid.
Yeah.
And then, I don't really know how any of them dressed. I just noticed that the makeup was crazy, and that Alex and Andrea had kind of chipmunk cheeks. Like he looked weird. I don't know if he got new teeth put in. I don't know what the hell was going on with him, but he was talking funny and his teeth looked weird and he was sniffing a lot. So not really sure what was going on with him. It was pretty odd. Alex looked like his makeup was cray cray too. And Alex, you know, people are coming into this reunion really loving Alex because he made his, Honda Civic comment or whatever.
Yeah.
That's literally all he said the entire time. Mm-hmm. And his only other addition to this was eating a sandwich, which they seem to love.
So. Yeah. Alex looked like he was wearing a suit for the first time in his life. He looked a little uncomfortable. It looked a little big on him or something. Something was like, he reminded me of like little kids when they have to wear a suit. Like that's sort of like that. I'm not feeling comfortable. And then Carl and Alex are actually wearing the same suit. Different pants, actually, but same sort of like light blue blazer. So, we're in the same suit. It's crazy right now. Okay, everyone, on the count of three, let's kick some fucking ass. 1, 2, 3, I'm sober. Okay, great, guys.
And of course, Danielle is first on set. She's like, oh, Danielle, you know, come on. Like, make them wait a little bit, Danielle. She's like, hi, it's me, Danielle, I'm first. So she comes out and...
Andy's like, he's like, wow, you look cute and remind me who you are again.
And Lindsay's like, oh my God, Andrew, Joseph, hello, I got it right, Ryan. He's like, yes, Lindsay, you got it right.
And then Carl does like the he does his thing that he loves doing, which is like excessive gentlemanly behavior. He goes up and like shakes Andy's hand with like that really gentlemanly determination, and he goes, hey, good to see you. How are you? You look great, by the way. And I'm also sober. I can say that now because I'm 50 months sober. You look great, by the way.
Oh, and Paige is sat in first chair, which means something in Housewives. I'm assuming it means something here, but Paige is right next to Andy on her side of the couch, and she sat right next to Lindsay, and she just goes, oh, I feel like we're really close. And Lindsay's like, we are! And then Paige just starts to slowly melt down.
Yeah.
And melt down in the completely non-emotional way a fleshbot would. You know, she just looks a little more like maybe the light has been turned too low and her eyes are opening way too high in a robotic way to get more light into the circuits. I'm not really sure, yeah. But you just see her slowly start to get chipped away at.
Yeah, it's a weird, I think that the producers had like a weird puzzle for the seating, because you would think that like you have Kyle and Amanda in first position on stage right. And then you have, right, that's stage right. And then you have.
No, that's audience right.
Oh, audience right. Sorry. Oh, audience right. So then you have, I'm surprised that Lindsay.
I need this to be correct for our community theater.
No, I'm always getting it backwards. Okay, so stage right is when you're on the stage, it's to your right. Okay, audience right is when you're in the audience. Okay, so audience left. You would think that Lindsay would be in first chair with Carl next to her. So it's weird that it was that. I don't know. It's. I guess maybe
if it's Housewives, you would think it would be Lindsay in one and Sierra in the other. Because they were the main fight this season.
Yeah, but I feel like you have to have Kyle, because Kyle and Amanda Kyle has seniority and Kyle and Amanda had the wedding. So they're going to be first seat. You think Lindsay would be first seat also. And you think it would go like Amanda, then Paige, then Sierra, and then maybe Maya. And then I think that it's sort of weird. I would feel like Luke would then be on the other side. It is weird. It's weird. I don't know why it was done the way it was, but I think that Paige was really pissed that she wasn't with her crew, and she was really pissed that she couldn't spend the entire reunion making little asides snide to like Amanda comments. And
that's
Sierra.
Exactly right.
And yeah, so she was
cut
pissed
off from
off.
Making snide comments, and she got pissed.
Yeah.
Because that's where most of her work is done. Paige is not a to-your-face kind of a person. She can be. I'm not saying that she never does it to your face. But Paige's golden moments are all behind your back or as a snide aside. And listen, I'm a personality who really rolls around in a snide aside. I get it. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like a little fucking kid. You know, you could see that she was mad because she couldn't whisper to her little friends and get their support and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was a strange choice. I still don't really understand why they didn't have Paige on that side and just move Luke over to like next to Alex or something. It was weird.
Well, I loved it. I thought whoever came up with it, it's brilliant, because I never would have thought that's how it's going to go, but it just pissed Paige off to the point where she came off looking like the ultimate villain. I mean, she's really getting hammered on Twitter and I'm cracking up. She deserves every bit of it. And it's funny watching her be forced to sit next to Lindsay and Lindsay doing that thing that Lindsay does best, where she acts like a cuckoo, just a nut job all season long, but then acts totally normal when she's confronted. And that's, I think, the power move of Lindsay. She can act crazy, but when somebody else acts crazy, she does the, oh my God, why are you talking so loud? Can we not yell?
Paige had the uncomfortable look of a child who is forced to sit with her mom when all her friends are like at a function. And it makes sense because it's like Lindsay and Paige. It's like the two generations there. You have Paige and then you have this dear, sweet, elderly lady, Lindsay, next to me, and I'm just so embarrassed. I can't be with all my classmates, Mom.
Well, welcome. It's me, Andy Joseph Cohen. We had another sizzling season, as you can see, now that the cast all looks like beef jerky. Slather on your SPF and let's go. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Kyle. Amanda, did you take Kyle's last name? Tell me the truth about it.
She's like, no, I didn't, but I'm still Mrs. Kyle Cook.
Paige, did Craig give you advice on how to act during a reunion? I hope not, because he's a fucking disaster of a human being.
She goes, no, it's usually all about Craig. So, no, today I had to take my own advice, which was to squirm a lot, roll my eyes a lot, and get mad and bring up stuff from 4 years ago. Thanks.
But he is on TV, so... He's been on TV a little longer than me, so I just don't say anything. I let him have his way, Andy.
Carl and Lindsay, do you have a couple name?
And Lindsay's like, well, people have thrown things out there, like, and Carl goes, Carl Linda.
And Maya goes, who's Linda?
I think they should be named Hublito.
Hublito. I like Hublito, actually. Or Lido House. Yeah. Hublito is nice. That's cute. Hublito.
Well, someone did come up with a good one, Rad House. I think that's a pretty
Rad House.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some things that feels like weird to me about that. Rad House. Rad House. It's like too. It sounds like it's literally like a dorm on a college.
It sounds like a laser tag place in a mall, like a pop-up laser tag place.
Like next to the Spirit of Halloween.
Yes.
Which would also would have been a good couple name for them. We're known as the Spirit of Halloween.
So, Sierra, how's life as a New Yorker?
She's like, oh, much better, Auntie. Much better now. That nurse I went to lunch with threatened to murder me if I ever called her again. Otherwise, it's been great. And he asked her what her bagel order is. And she's like, oh, it's an everything bagel scooped out, Andy.
Yeah. Just,
am I supposed to like you now?
I know.
Really? You scoop out a fucking bagel? Get out. I will not be nice to any bagel scooper.
It gets worse. She goes, I like an everything bagel scooped out with jalapeno cream cheese sometimes. Wait, so... sometimes it's just a scooped out bagel with nothing on it. Come on, Sierra.
Come on. Because you could be the mayor. I didn't know what that meant, really. But I don't think that he likes the mayor, or he used to not like
the mayor. Hated de Blasio. Yes. I don't know if Eric Adams is a scooper or not, but that's something that we'll have to circle back on that never.
So he's like, well, I don't really remember anything about that lady over there, but hey, you like pie charts, right? She's like, oh, yes, Andy, I'm so glad to be. I was the first one here. Yeah, still don't really. Okay, Alex.
By the way, of course, Andy like puts her on the spot about her sad startup app, where she's like, did you use your app to assemble your outfit? She's like, no, actually, my app's not. It's not ready. I'm like, wow, these kids on Summer House really got to work on their coordinating the launch of their companies with being on TV. Okay, you have a very specific window. Get your ducks in a row, people.
Yeah, for real.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Andy's like, yeah, Alex, what's more nerve-wracking, your first reunion or trying to get your arms into a normal-sized suit from Burlington Coat Factory? Tell me.
He goes, I think there's like a little less teeth involved here. Okay, that's hilarious. Another thing that's hilarious, the only way we could get Alex to appear on the reunion was to leave a trail of ground turkey from his doorstep to this couch.
Yeah, the toothy kiss was about Sierra. So Andy brings up Luke's syrup, and he's like, what else you been tapping, Luke? And Luke's like, more than maple trees, I can tell you that.
My guitar. Oh, I love to tap along when I strum the guitar. Oh, that's so fun. I'm tapping everything right now. Oh, and also several women. I've inserted my penis in their vaginas.
I also really love tapping with my tools and jewelry, which you can find, you know, as you eat your syrup. You know, you can have some nice jewelry, drink your syrup, you know.
Tap some ass, Andy. It's like, all right, now I'm on board.
Just rented Tap with Gregory Hines. I watched that while I was tapping some ass, Andy. Okay.
Do-do-do. Now that's someone who understands branding. Okay. Good job tapping, Luke.
And Lindsay goes,
get him, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Lance. So, these weekends got messy in more ways than one, everybody. And he's like, trust me, I can still smell your house. And then we see that Andy showed up to the Summer House on Labor Day and was like, ew, is this breakfast? How many people were here? 100? Oh, this is disgusting. This is a disaster area. There's spoiled food here. This is disgusting.
It was like, he just had his hands on his hips and just was looking from room to room, and he was totally unshaven. He looked like like someone just had this idea as he was passing by, like, Andy, you should go in there. He's like, okay, I'll do it. And he's like in a wrinkled shirt, like, wow, you guys are slobs. Look at you. Somebody called Tabitha Coffee. This is disgusting.
So Carl from Burlington, Carl Burlington from Coat Factory. Wow, it's really on my mind today. Says, do you mind that Sierra and Paige do absolutely nothing in the house except stink it up with God knows whatever is the hell is in their room? It still stinks. Let's still smell it.
Yeah, well, you know, they do clean up at times, but I do think the consistency of it is like a little frustrating. I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't look great, by the way.
Do you care to comment, Paige? And she's like, I have helped set up and clean up for every party we've ever had. So, .. I'm going to do a .. with my voice. So, hold on. Got it? Okay, great.
Yeah, and then Luke is just shaking his head. And then Sierra's like, yeah, and I've cleaned up and I've set up. But, like, I'm not keeping score. So, you know, yeah. I did it 1.5 times, basically. Yeah.
People don't keep score at things that they don't excel at. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Of course you're not keeping score. You suck at it. You would lose. So Andy's like, well, Bob from Old Sack says, Lindsay gave you the hardest boner you've ever had, Kyle. Okay, that's crazy talking about munching boxes. Amanda, would it bother you to know the hardest boner he got was not with you?
She's like, well, if you want to think about Lindsay to help get it up, I'm okay with that, Kyle. And he's like, well, would you ever consider bringing in another woman to help Kyle realize an even harder boner? And also, instead of another woman, what if it were me? And just throwing things out there. I don't know, spitballing.
Yeah, and Amanda's like, yeah, but if you want to think of me and Lindsay having girl on girl, that's hot. Like, shut up, Amanda. Talk about somebody who's never going to make you a sandwich. It's Amanda.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Andy's like, well, while all the housemates came in ready to turn up the heat, no one was more prepared than Lindsay. From a serious start to a series of suitors, Hot Hub Summer certainly kept the weathermen on their toes.
On their Valtrex. All right. Let's get into this sexy, sexy clip.
I had a miscarriage. I'm like, what the hell, Andy?
I know.
What the hell kind of lead up to a miscarriage montage was that? Jeez.
I know. And so we get like a montage of Hot Hub Summer. And you know, something we have not talked about for the entire, like for the past like 6 weeks or 8 weeks. In the previous leads and also in this montage, every time they show Lindsay saying, it's a Hot Hub Summer. They show this one shot of her walking by the pool where she sort of is like doing like a chicken walk. And she throws her hand up and goes, wah! Like every week she does the wah, and they showed it again here. It is the funniest thing. That it's like such a classic Lindsay noise.
Yeah, and so we come back and Lindsay's like, you know, this summer was so therapeutic because I have definitely shared everything in the past 6 years, and if I can help somebody, I'm gonna help them. Do you know how many people are getting sandwiches made for them because they have finally spoken up for themselves? Hot house.
And then Andy, one thing that is funny is there's a lot of Twitter questions. And so the Andy has to read these Twitter handles, and watching him get through them is funny. He's like, okay, BLTET, he, what is this? This is ridiculous. What's going on here? Who's mashing their keyboard? Okay, BLTET, he tweeted, do you think your miscarriage was the trigger that led to Hot Hub Summer? Ha!
Yeah, and she's saying, well, you know, my life could have gone completely differently, and so I guess so, you know, but I decided, she's like, I decided instead I was going to do something different this year, and instead of getting attached to one person, I need like 20 people to get attached to and feel like shit about. And he's like, wow, good answer, good answer. Amanda, why were you concerned about Lindsay when everybody knows you really hate her guts and you've never been concerned about her in your life? What about that?
Yeah. Amanda's like, well, I think that it was just going from guy to guy. It felt like there was like, felt like there was so much invested in each relationship, you know? And he's like, yeah, that was a little frenetic. I'm not going to sigh. Not going to lie. And Lindsay's like, well, I do everything 110%. Okay. Even dating, even making sandwiches, even making sandwich requests, 110%. Wah!
Well, you know, like, it was a little weird, like, watching it, because, like, especially, like, being together, but, like, we watched the season together, and, like, I have to say that, like, more than most on this program on television right now, she really bears it all. So, here's Lindsay. Let's all say, here's Lindsay, together. One, two, three. I'm sober.
I'm sober. Not gonna lie. I'm sober. Not gonna lie is his buzz phrase also
not
now.
Gonna lie.
It's like,
gotta be honest.
You look great. So, Carol's like, you know, at the end of the day, as long as the guys were treating her right, and some of them were, like, she was able to move on pretty quickly. So that's your non-answer for me. Not gonna lie. I'm sober.
Well, were anybody's eyebrows raised by Hot Tub Summer? Amanda, your eyebrows are still raised. Please stop putting gel in them just because TikTok is telling you to. Who's that a problem? And Paige is like, I mean, yeah, because, like, she was acting different. I mean, normally she's like just this old lady that I hate in the house. And this year she was like this old lady I hate in the house. Totally different. Like, really weird.
Like, did you ever see Cocoon? Like, one moment, it's like Jessica Tandy being an old lady, and then another moment, she's, like, having fun and dancing, and then next thing you know, no one's paying attention, and she's off in another planet. So, like, I just don't want Lindsay to go to a different planet. That's all.
Lindsay Febreze from In My Pants says, let's talk about the double standard. Why is it okay for a guy to have multiple hookups, but you are slut-shamed? And she's like, yeah, I mean, look, Luke is single and no one's asking him about... Okay, stop obsessing about Luke fucking people. This is like the fifth time you've brought up Luke. There are other people fucking plenty of people. Stop slut-shaming Luke. Also, can we just... The term slut-shaming... is slut shaming. Can we stop calling people with a sex life sluts in general? Can we
call
it like some other kind of shaming? I don't like the word slut shaming. I like the word slut. I especially like the word slut, you know, for both men and women in general. I'm a bachelor, an old bachelor recapper after all, but I don't like the word slut shame. Okay.
Are you slut shame shaming? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yes, I'm slut shame shaming. Okay.
Well, you know,
let's stop dissing people with our please don't diss this person. Requests.
I actually don't think there was a huge amount of slut shaming for Lindsay. I mean, yes, there was that moment where Paige said that it was like a brothel, but we'll get into that in a moment. But I think it's actually a pretty reasonable thing that, like, Lindsay went through something traumatic and then is, like, going through a string of men who she's very, very invested in, and then all of a sudden done with them. And I think it's okay to have, like, a check-in moment, although we've obviously discussed this. And, you know, like, the degree to which it was a sincere check-in is another issue. But, like, I actually did not really feel like it was too slut-shaming because I think they're used to it. It's not that different from what she does every summer. When she's
Yeah, my thing was just Amanda doesn't care about her. She just wanted to throw miscarriage in her face a lot. And speaking of, here we go again. So she's like, well, Luke is single. No one's asking about his hookups. And Paige goes, Luke didn't have a miscarriage. Fuck you. Stop bringing that up and throwing that in someone's face. That's terrible. It's disgusting. Like, who does that?
Actually, to be fair, I did hook up with someone named Joanna Carriage. So she was technically a miscarriage that I did have at that moment. So I don't know.
I almost made her a Mrs. Carriage. But you know what? I'm just not ready. We're just friends.
We're not there yet. So then Lindsay she goes, well, what does that have to do with anything? And so Paige is like, well, did it have something to do with it? Like, are you okay? I'm asking because it's always important to check in with your elders, you know?
Especially someone I obviously care about. By the way, I won't even look at you, and I shrug and roll my eyes every time you even breathe.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, no one is slut shaming you. We're just generally shaming you. And you're a slut. It's like two things are happening at one time, Kyle.
That would actually have been a winning argument.
So then Lindsay goes, okay, why are you yelling? Let's calm down. Which is hilarious. And so Paige is like, you are the last person to tell anybody to calm down.
Do you know what it's like to write a note in class and you pass it to your friend only to discover it's not your friend sitting next to you, but your mother? Do you understand that? That's what I'm going through right now.
Like, you're allowed to name people one after the other, Lindsay. Okay, we get it. Like, dicks are like the tea ride at Disneyland for you. I just think that it's, like, normal for a friend who's never witnessed that before to ask you about it, Kyle.
And Maya, no one is asking you to join this clique of mean assholes. And I do not like to see them. This is besides the fact that I still haven't got my cookies, okay? I'm putting that aside.
Well, there hasn't been a drop on it, okay?
This is not cookie bitterness. This is just general bitterness. Don't jump onto the wrong team, Maya. I'm rooting for you. Like, don't start fighting everybody's battles for them.
I feel like Maya is actually probably the most well-adjusted person on that stage. So I have total faith that her battles that she's jumping into are fully thought through, I hope. I'm going to bat for you, Maya, right now. I'm just trying to get Ronnie his cookies. Let's be honest. Just trying to get the cookies. Doing whatever
I can. That dream is dead. That dream is dead. So I just put Maya's doing the girl's dirty work, lame ass. I had high hopes. And Danielle says, well, the Amanda comment is one thing, but the brothel comment is another thing. Oh, brothel. You know, the most offensive thing about the brothel comment is that it's so old-timey. It's like, wow, you came back from the saloon to run a brothel. It's like, why do you have to make her from the 1800s, you know? Call it a whorehouse like the rest of us.
Or a bordello. How about that? So then, so Andy's like, yeah, you did call the house a brothel. And Paige is like, yeah, I did. And it had to do with Austin. And I don't care who you deem worthy to be inside you, Lindsay. And Andy goes, wow, that's specific. So Paige is like, you know, it had to do with you claiming to like Austin the night before, and then obviously not because you brought home a guy the exact same night. So I'm like, so basically, yes, you're slut-shamed.
Yes. I mean, I like pizza, and I will eat ice cream sometimes in the same night. Shut up, Craige. Shut up. Okay. Nobody asked you. You can like two things at one time, which you should know as Luke brings up later, you did the same thing. So So Lindsay's like, well, I came out of the summer thinking Paige and I connected more and we had more fun. And Paige is like, that is wild. Like, that, that's wild. So, shrug, eye roll.
So Carl's like, well, guess what? I'm not going to lie. You came up to our prom and you guys had a moment. Like, it was on TV. Remember? Remember? And then we do see that clip of Lindsay being, I love you. I love you. I love you. And they hug at the prom. Carl's like, you know what? The difference is that you behind closed doors are different. And like, you're continuing to do the same thing you've done for three summers in a row. Not going to lie. Doesn't look great, by the way, but I'm still sober.
Yeah, you play two games. You do. You play two games.
She's like, Carl, I know you want to defend her the whole time, but she can talk for herself.
You don't even bring your relationships to the show. I mean, the first one you brought to the show was Craig, so.
She's like, please, Carl, what did you do this summer?
He's like, oh, I had a great fucking summer. Okay, so.
Yeah, remember when I woke up early and went jogging? That was great. Remember when I meditated? That was great. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you full from all the Postmates I ordered for everyone? Thank you, and you're welcome.
Also, I love Paige feeling that she, like, banged some guy who also banged Kristen Cavallari is, like, doing something for this. It's like, wow, look at me. I did something. What did you do?
Yeah.
I love your storyline, sober sombrero. Okay, what was your story? It's like, wow. Okay, you know, listen, we might be thinking it, but you don't say that to a sober person. You're pointing out, Carl. Carl,
yeah, that's right. That's such a good call. And then Andrea at his first reunion is a little overwhelmed. You just see him at one point like lean over to Alex and go, "It's a little uncomfortable." I'm like, get used to it, Andrea.
Yeah, so then Andy asked Lindsay, was there anything said behind her back this season that she saw on TV that she didn't like? And she's like, I mean, to see her calling a brothel, I was confused by that. She goes, okay, that was a harsh word. It had to do with you liking Austin, and then you flip-flopped, okay? It was very confusing.
And Luke's like, yeah, because, you know, you did that with Craig and Andrea. You were seeing one, but also seeing the other.
And Sierra says, yeah, she wasn't even sleeping with Andrea, though, so that's, like, totally different. Yes, she was. They said it on TV. They said on TV that they were. I guess it's, like, time that you sleep with people. Like
Paige said, I was not sleeping with Andrea over the summer. She said that. She gave a time frame.
Oh, and Craig wasn't at our house. So I like when people, like, make up rules, what's, like, brothel behavior and what's not. Like, okay, yeah. It's like you can chew time, but nobody else can, is my general point. But I guess she's saying that she wasn't, because she was sleeping with Andrea. According to her timeline, she was sleeping with Andrea a little bit after Winterhouse, and then Craig was interested, so she ghosted Andrea totally, right?
Yeah, which, by the way, all of it is fine to do. It's totally fine. As it is all fine
to do. I agree with you.
Yeah, as it is totally fine for Lindsay to be doing whatever she's doing. She's doing her crazy hijinks, you know. It's actually hilarious. It's actually great that she's doing it because it's so deeply entertaining to watch. And in fact, Lindsay offers up this piece of information in case anyone was wondering. She goes, well, I haven't slept with Austin in over 4 years. She's like, she's like, I just got my 4-year chip from being Austin sober.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Andy's like, well, while Lindsay was keeping things wild, Carl was keeping things mild. But while sobriety looked good on him, it wasn't always easy to wear. So we get the Carl segment of him being sober, and he's like, y'all been sober for 15 months. And Andy's like, well, how much... Now that Carl is sober, he's like, Kyle, how much was Carl an asset to Loverboy? Can you just tell us some good stories of him really fucking things up now that he's sober? It's cool. You can do it.
Yeah, and I was kind of disappointed because the intro to this segment was, while sobriety looked good on him, it was not always easy to wear. I thought it was going to be about, like, Carl's white pants being stained with wine or something. Like, I didn't know it was going to be, like, sobriety's hard. Like, come on. I need the white pants storyline. Where's that?
So Kyle's like, this is the definition of a 180. Okay, I'm so proud of him because it did become a liability. I'm not going to lie. Hey, I just said your phrase, Carl. So Amanda's like, yeah, now we can just do what he's good at. Which we still aren't totally sure about it, but whatever he is good at, he's not going to fuck it up in the same way.
Yeah, he's even going out of town without me now. You know, like, I used to have to go out of town with him, and he's going to cities without me, and he's crushing it.
And Andy's like, well, you might be becoming the liability now, Kyle. Did you ever feel the tables were turned? And Carl's like, you know, I was sober this summer, Paige, by the way, so I hope you know that that's, like, important to me. And she goes, oh my God, Carl, I wasn't coming to get your sobriety. He's like, well, like, it hurts my feelings. Like, to take a page out of the Kyle Richards handbook for being the biggest victim, that was mean. And I have children, so. But you said I didn't bring anything, but, you know, I was sober.
And she's like, but you said that I didn't bring a boyfriend. So if you're going to come at me for that, I'm saying, what did you bring? You didn't bring anybody, a relationship. Look, I would never come at your sobriety. And it's so rude to say that. How dare you say that to me on Passover? I have children.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to Kyle Richards me back.
You're such a fucking liar, Carl. Carlisle. Mm-hmm. So then Carl's like, I'm just saying. And Danielle on the side just goes, brutal. Oh, quiet, Danielle. So then Carl goes, well, I had a very powerful summer. It was a very powerful summer for me to go through this experience without drinking. I'm much stronger for it. But I also think I can inspire my friends and others to look at their relationship with alcohol in a healthy way. So, yeah, I'm in that phase of my recovery where I'm going to try to make all of you guys sober, too. So enjoy that.
Everyone. I just want everybody to know, you know, you may feel hopeless, but, like, there's a pot at the end of the rainbow, and there's, like, a blonde lady in it holding an open French roll, demanding turkey and mayonnaise. So, you can do it, guys. You can do it.
And Paige just rolls her eyes, like, sobriety, I'm so over it.
I know. She's not in the mood. And so Andy goes, Paige, your body language is wild. I mean, you're facing just like away from Lindsay. And Paige is like, I feel awkward even being on this side. Like, this is the loser couch and I'm not comfortable being here. Okay. I do not like and I do not subscribe and I am not smashing any buttons for this couch.
Yeah. To be honest, like, nobody sitting on this side even likes me except for, like, she kind of waves her hand. She's like, those two guys at the end.
Of course, there's like two impossibly good looking guys like me. But like, what else is new, right?
And Lindsay's like, that's not true. Carl has been yelling at me the whole time. And like, I don't even have a beef with Carl. Paige. Now Paige is going to be this. I love that Paige just whips out victimhood. But Paige seems like she has zero feelings. So it just never works, you know. It's like, oh, poor Paige being yelled at by Carl. Oh.
Carl yelled at her once. I didn't really even yell. I was just like, y'all.
He never yelled at you.
I know. And even Andy's like, the whole time? And he goes, and you haven't even looked Lindsay in the eye once. She goes, no, of course not. Because if I look, make eye contact with her, she's going to give me a Werther's original. And I'm trying to stay sugar-free.
Age is like a cold, Andy. We can all get it at any time. Don't look at age, Andy. So she's real snotty. She just shrugs and does her eye roll. She's like, no, I haven't. He goes, purposely? I'm like, why aren't you looking at her? And she goes, no, I'm uncomfortable. Because, like, there's a divide. There's clearly a divide in our group. Okay, and then she has the balls to do this.
Right.
When you come in as a new person, it feels very hard to get into a group that was, like, already friends the first season. You know, like my first season when I walked into the kitchen and I felt the energy with Carl, Lindsay, and Amanda. There's like definitely a hierarchy, Andy. Okay. Are you really going to take Maya's storyline for this season? This is your fourth year in the fucking house, Paige. Give me a break. And you're the center of the Mean Girls clique in the house. What are you talking about?
I mean, I will say I'm going to give like a shred of something to her, which is that I do believe that Lindsay, I feel like Lindsay likes, has that energy of like, I've been on since season one. Like, she definitely has that energy, and she definitely has that. The way she carries herself is she definitely carries herself as someone like, yeah, like Austin, Carl, Craig, and I, we're Bravo pros. So like, I don't take away that Paige picked up on that energy and felt like shunned by it. But you're right too, which is that you've been on this show for 4 years and like you also are part of your own hierarchy. You're a separate hierarchy, which is actually what I love. I love that there's like these two factions in the house that aren't really overtly discussed, but they kind of like clash at different times very subtly. But yeah, like you've been
in the house for 14 years. I just think it falls apart because she's like besties with Amanda. And that's like her entrance to that clique, you know, is Kyle and Amanda. And then she, the way that she treated Jules with everybody else, like she's happy to jump into that clique to mean girl somebody else and totally push them off the show and be a total asshole to them, which they all did, you know. So
they were all, I'm not going to sit here and cry that
Paige
front.
Has been left out, you know, Paige who's been to 14 proms and is like the most popular girl in school and who's like an Instagram model now, like on Extra, is feeling like she's left out. Give me a fucking break, lady. You can't just steal that storyline. It's like when you see people at the Oscar, it's like, I was bullied. It's like, shut up. I'll show you bullying.
Yeah. No, I think that you're right. I mean, it is crazy to still be harboring that. And just in terms of Amanda, I actually don't think Amanda feels like she's part of the senior class of this house, because look at how quickly she was, like, she embraced Paige and Hannah when they came. She was so happy because remember they treated Amanda like shit. I mean, Lindsay literally cut Amanda out of all the photos on Instagram. So like Amanda has also Amanda is not a bridge to the clique. Amanda was looking for, like, finally some friends her own age and, like, in her own, like, wavelength.
Yeah, that's true. So let's see here. So she's like, yeah, they are very hard to approach. Yeah.
I just love that Summer House has, like, surprisingly fascinating social dynamics buried within it. Because it's actually really interesting if you think about it.
Well, I mean, it's all back to high school. To me, you know, it's like you're dating the head jock, who's Kyle, who's like the one who brings everybody together, but then his friends don't really accept you, so you like get your own clique, but then you're still like the prom queen and have your wedding is a storyline, your engagement is a storyline, your fucking pre-engagement is a storyline, like, you know, there's still that dynamic too, where it's not like she wasn't the head girl. She still, in her mind, is like prom queen, but not getting the respect from her boyfriend's friend. It's all like high school politics.
I believe I have the perfect comp that brings it full circle. Paige is essentially the most popular girl of junior year. And so, like, as popular as she is, she's still not a senior. And I mean that in both senses of the word, Lindsay, but she's still not a senior, right? And so, like, she has all the glory of being the most popular one junior year, but she doesn't have that full respect that comes with being a senior. And in fact, I feel like the last time I truly saw this play out on TV was with none other than Miss Kristen Cavallari and LC, right? Lauren, like, Kristen Cavallari was like the popular girl of junior year, and Lauren was senior year. And you know, they had that weird friction between them. So look, it comes full circle. Everything does.
There you go. It all comes back to the hills.
I blew my mind.
I blew my mind.
It all comes back to the hills, which is where you started TV commentary in the first place. Oh, I mean, look at all of the circles. You see?
Look at the sad, sad circles. That.
So she's like, they are very hard to approach. Yeah, but you're the cool girl asshole on this show, so I can't listen to it from you, ma'am. So Andy's like, okay, well, Carl, did you know Sierra was crushing so bad on you? She said, and I quote, she wanted to fuck you so fucking bad. Wow.
She said, and I quote, I've already proven to America that my standards are in the basement, so why not just do this right now? I will fuck you so bad, and if it doesn't work out, I will go on to that guy at the end of the couch in the Carl blazer. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I don't know that Sierra's energy, I know that she did say that because he does look good, you know, and healthy and stuff. Yeah. But I do think it was like hors d'oeuvres are being passed around at the beginning of the party, and you're like, that one looks good. You know, she was definitely.
It was like she had just been served the pigs in a blanket, but she saw from afar that there was actually some tuna tartare going around.
Right. But then she got too close to it and was like, do I really want to have tuna breath? Like, and is tuna tartare overrated? It is kind of slimy. Like, let's be honest.
So then she went for like the chicken that's on the skewer because it's sort of a healthier option, which would be Alex, but then it's like dry, and she's like, oh, I should remind myself, never have the chicken on a skewer for hors d'oeuvres because it's never quite as good as it looks.
Right. So then she took the nasty gnarled oyster off the plate, and she knew that this party was not one that was paying for decent oysters, but she did it anyway.
And then she got upset when she had the shits for the rest of the party, and then blamed it on Lindsay for telling her about the oysters when it was fully her choice to get the oyster in the first place.
And Lindsay also had the oysters and is fine now. So
she's fine. Like Lindsay's the sort of person who, when you say, hey, oh my God, I was shitting all night because that oyster. Well, I'm fine. You're like, well, thanks.
I love that. When you're like, oh my God, I got food poisoning. Well, I ate the same thing as you. I don't have it. Like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm making myself poop my guts out and think I'm dying just to win a point at you.
No, because I'm a guy. You know, as a guy, you have to. As a woman, I don't take my medicine. It's like, okay, Ralph, stop gaslighting me about my food poisoning.
I love all the Bravo shows are just showing up for this reunion.
It'll be a 5-hour recap.
Carl's like, well, you know, like, in my head, like, it was awkward because, like, I always have, like, Luke and Sierra because, like, they have history, you know, and Luke is my friend. So, like, also, she, like, had her eyes on other people and, like, you know, like, I thank my sobriety for that, for, like, being able to see that because, like, I don't want to be involved in that. I don't want to be involved in that, so.
Oh, Carl. So then Sierra's like, she's like, well, you know what, we're in different phases, and if I were a sober person, I would want to be a sober person with them. And then they cut to Lindsay just smiling very proudly at Carl. Like, look at what I do. I don't know. Is Lindsay sober now also in support of Carl?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I've read that, you know, from Instagram comments and stuff, but
she looked very proud at that moment. So, Rita from Rudner says, Lindsay, what's your reaction to Sierra speculating at the 4th of July party that Carl has a huge penis? Oh yeah. Did you know sparks were flying between the two of them?
Lindsay's like, sparks were flying? I mean, I heard that Sierra had a crush, and I heard that they made out, but I don't know if that means sparks were flying.
And it cuts to Paige nodding aggressively, like, oh, there were sparks. There were sparks. I'm like, there were not sparks. There was, like, boredom in the house. it was literally the hors d'oeuvre analogy. There was hors d'oeuvres being passed around, and someone was a little hungry.
Yeah, there was like a box of empty sparklers, like you're alone at home. Hi, you know what I mean? Like,
hey,
sparks flying. You lit them. You're just lighting shit on fire now.
Hey, care to comment on Sierra's huge penis theory on a scale of 0 to Jesse Williams? How big was it? And Lindsay's like, and they're like, actually, Carl told us already. They're like, he's like, really? And then we see footage of Carl being like, so, you guys, I measured it, and it's about 7 inches. It's about 7 inches. I can see that now clearly because I'm sober. All right. It looks great. I'm not going to lie.
For any of those raising your eyebrows, Yeah, 7 inches is not huge. I'm not really sure where this comes from, except that this is coming from people who've dated Austin. So make of that what you will. Make of that what you will. So Carl, they go to break and they're all just kind of walking around set and stuff. And Carl's like, Lindsay, oh, to be honest, oh, I want to eat your legs. Oh.
And then Lindsay goes, you know, like just like pick them up and not like. This is like the moment where they're all doing animal things, because then it cuts to Luke. He goes, oh, I feel like a cat. And then he licks his palms and wipes his pants and he does. And he's like, wow. And Maya's just looking at him and she goes, ew, Luke, we don't do that here. Luke, okay, stop rubbing your nose up against my shoulder, Luke. Stop that. Oh, Luke.
Kyle, what made you go with that shirt exactly? Who even makes that shirt, Kyle?
And he's like, it's from a place called Douche Canoe.
He's like, yeah, okay, we're back. This season, the housemates were adulting.
I'm sorry, name one who's finished anything. Okay, Kyle, maybe, but he's still drunk and literally sobbing, you know, with closed fists rubbing in a circular motion over his eyes, like an actual toddler. So, name one.
Yeah, I don't think they were like teenaging. So, so then Andy asks Danielle about like, are she and Robert going to be moving to Charleston? And she's like, no, unfortunately, the producers finally looked at our casting tapes and said it was going to be a pass. So Robert accepted a job that took him to Aspen for the entire winter season. But he's going to be back at the Hamptons this summer. And, you know, I'm in Brooklyn and in between, I'll just sort of see him. And you would think this is when Andy would ask, like, how is your relationship going to survive that? Isn't this tough on you guys? But he just doesn't even care. He doesn't even care how it's going to impact their relationship. He just moves on.
Yeah.
Maya, Ronnie from Carom wants to know, what's up with your cookies?
And she's like, oh, Andy, well, the response to my cookies was overwhelming. And, you know, I just always wanted this. I planned on having Buzz and then, like, doing cookie drops like Beyonce. You know, I have a 10,000 person wait list. So thanks for asking, Andy. Yeah, you have a 10,000 person wait list because you can't make your damn cookies. Get me my cookies. Okay, I'm sick of being nice about this.
What is a cookie drop? That's what I don't understand. Like, when Beyonce drops an album, everyone has access to the album. That's how a drop works.
Beyonce is like, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait for this song.
Okay? I know. Well, now let's do. I'm actually going to pull out my calculator for this. Okay, Ronnie, if you were to say how many cookies were in your order, or so like was about 12 or 24, something in that area.
I think it was eight or something.
Okay, so let's say a cookie sheet. You could probably get away with doing. I think with a batch of cookies with two cooking sheets, you could probably do safely. Let's say 16 cookies. At a time, right? Let's say 16 cookies takes about 18 minutes in the oven. Does that seem right? You know, more or less.
I can't. You're doing math at me. Like I'm just trying to get like looking for an escape hatch.
Okay. 10,000 people divided by 8 is going to be 1,250 orders. Times, you know, I'm losing myself in my math, but the point is that I think that the cookies could be done. Times, yeah. 18 minutes a piece, that's 22,000 minutes divided by 60 minutes in an hour, 375 hours divided by 24 hours in a day, 15 days, they could have been done.
Listen, here's the thing. You have a business. You've publicized your business on national TV. There's no such thing as a fucking cookie drop. Nobody cares about a cookie that fucking much. Okay, get over yourselves. You are not. What's that place in New York that we love that we always...
Entenmann's.
No, that we get cookies. We got cookies from them. Tates. For Christmas, and then we send them to other people now. It's like that fancy place in New York. Yes, milk. You're not milk, okay? And even they get you your cookies in 2 damn days, okay? Get some fucking infrastructure and get your cookies out or stop talking about it. I don't want to hear about your cookies.
The point is that if she worked around the clock and got no sleep, in 15 days she could make 10,000 cookies. And if...
With 10,000 wait lists, you can hire somebody to make your fucking cookies. You know,
and there's that too. Or if you decide to spend half your day doing this, because it should be your job, it would take a month. And guess what? You've been waiting for like
5 months at this point.
February. So February 8th to March to April.
It is a leap year.
To May. Four.
At some
four
point.
4 months. Yeah.
4 months.
So anyway, wait, was it February or March?
I'm just like February. Riding the high.
Maybe
of
it was
doing...
March, guys. I'm not sure. Anyway, this is ridiculous. Like, I really did buy those to support Maya, but listening to her, oh my God, I'm like Beyonce. It's a cookie drop. No, it's not. Give me my. Now I'm mad. You know, yeah. Before I was kidding. Okay, so anyway, moving on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Andy's like, Luke, you and Maya have chemistry. I don't know why I wrote Mia. I was so mad about the cookies. I was like, I'm done with your name. I'm even done with your name.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you guys seem to have chemistry. Are you dating? And if not, why? By the way, did Luke and Maya even have any – where did this chemistry come from? I don't seem to remember any of that chemistry.
I don't either. I don't know what they're talking about. So Maya, but I think on this show, like if you're even nice to each other and you're the opposite sex on this show, it's like, should we be fucking, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do on this show. And I feel like that's what Andrea was doing and why he was freaking out. It's like, oh my God, yeah. I don't have anyone to fuck. I'm going to be fired. It's like your job security relies on you fucking somebody, you know,
in some ways. Yeah. It's like Paradise Island. All right, Luke, please stop chasing that ball of yarn around the table there in the center. Okay. Go back to your seat there. You have no chemistry with Maya. Got it. So, then he asks about Oliver, and Oliver's still in Maya's life, but he's not her boyfriend, but they're friends with benefits. And then
Kyle's, oh yeah, I made sure earlier. Kyle's like poking a hole. He's making a hole and like doing the finger poke in it. Yeah. That's the adulting one over there.
Amanda's like, oh my God, Kyle. So Andy goes, Alex, on Watch What Happens Live, Sierra described your kisses as delicate, sweet, and toothy. Wait a second. Were those Maya's cookies? No, it was actually Alex's kisses. How do you describe her kissing style? He's like, pretty good tongue to lip ratio. Okay, well, great. So excited we cast you on this show. Great.
So Sierra said someone is a better kisser than Lindsay. Didn't rewind because I really don't care. Who's going to get engaged first between these couples or whatever? And Paige is like, well, I'm out of this question. That's for sure, because I am not getting engaged. Turns out that crab boil was shit. You know what crab boils are? They boil crabs. Not getting married. I'd also like to say I'm not looking at Delaware anytime soon.
I mean, why would I ever move to a state that literally has the word wear in it? Okay. Although I do like wearing things, but you get my point. So Lindsay's like, well, I don't know what guys have the plans for a proposal, so I don't know what's happening next, which is her way of saying, I'm ready to get engaged, but I don't know.
Yes, Lindsay, we know. Everything Lindsay does is her way of saying she's ready to get engaged. We know, Lindsay. So Andy's like, Sierra, why are you convinced Danielle and Robert won't get engaged yet? I love Andy as the ultimate housewife. He starts shit on Watch What Happens Live and then asks questions about it all reunion, you know?
Yeah.
So truly. Sierra went on there and said she doubts they're going to get married. And she's like, well, my comment came from what I'd seen over the summer, because they did break up a few times. They were always fighting. And Danielle's like, I never broke up with him.
And then Sierra's like, well, he said that to us, and he was saying his goodbyes to us in the kitchen one night. And Danielle's like, I would know if I broke up with my boyfriend. And Maya's like, I mean, he said we're over. Goodbye, everyone. It was nice knowing you. Here's my email if you need to reach me. I'm never seeing you again. We are fully broken up. I would know.
I even remember telling him, I will get you the snickerdoodles sometime before 24. Nice to meet you. So Danielle's like, I never said that. And if he said that in like a drunk moment, and Andy's like, well, were you offended? She goes, of course. Like, it's unnecessary to invite that negativity into a relationship, Andy. He's like, well, but then I asked you on Watch What Happens Live who the least fun person was in the house, and you said Sierra. Now come on, was that payback?
Yeah, she's like, I've tried so many times to develop some sort of friendship with Sierra, and it seemed to me like she just wanted no part of a friendship with me. I mean, how many times can you go up to someone and say, let's ride that D, and get no response before you give up?
I mean, there were so many times, Andy, that I saw her by the pool and I would walk up and say, oh my God, Sierra, hi. Isn't Lindsay pretty? You know, and she never would even respond to me. So it's like weird, Andy.
And Sierra's like, well, I feel like you love to say that you really tried to get to know me, but like, we texted one time between the first summer and I spent there. And then this summer, I mean, like, hello, if you want to get to know me, you obviously take a shift off from the hospital and have a lunch with me on camera and tell me about what New York is and what a street is and what lamps are.
Have you even seen me scoop a bagel? Like, I'm done with you, you know? And Danielle's like, but it's not easy. You're just not an easy person to get to know for me. Yeah, because your head is up Lindsay's ass the whole time. You know,
yeah.
Like, come on, Danielle. Like, Danielle's never made an effort and she's coming into this whole thing. Now, I think when we get to the actual like glass in the chest, yes, of course. Well, we'll get there. Why am I?
We'll get there.
Okay. So Andy's then, like, okay, Andrea, you said this summer was the most difficult of your hot person privileged life, which is hilarious.
Oh, Andy, I feel like I started to realize a bunch of mistakes, and my biggest mistake is I came here right before the summer. It happened right before the summer. My biggest mistake was because I met Alexi, and I scared her away. I got scared and went away. And then week after week, he started to get to me, that girl. Like, I let go the best person I ever met. Alexi!
Well, I mean, I have to assume your success rate with women is pretty high. And Sierra goes, yeah. I mean, when we go out, he's always surrounded by women. And he goes, yes, well, no, it's true. And, you know, and they'll start cracking up. And he's like, but, you know, after summer, I tried so hard. And then miracle happened. She gave me a chance. No kissy, nothing like this. But she gave me a chance again. And Maya's like, oh, my God, this story is amazing.
I know. I mean, he is so over the top. Oh, I tried. I hunted her down. I sent her a message. I called her. And then finally I went into the church and I kneeled down in front of the Virgin Mary and I said, please bring Alexi back to me. I give up all the meatballs in the world for Alexi. And then greatest miracle ever happened to me. I turned around and there is Alexi welcoming me back. I never thought in my day. Yes, oh now we're fucking.
He's so ridiculous. I mean, talk about a milk carton seeing its own expiration date and just trying to get itself baked into a cake as soon as possible. You know?
Oh God, I just love it. I love it.
So ridiculous. So then he's like, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you.
Unless you're about to say about the summer, because
I'm moving on. Marshalls. So.
Okay, there was a Marshalls commercial. I don't know if you saw this Marshalls commercial. It starts off with Danielle and Lindsay lying in bed and they're like, what are we doing? Like, I know that today could use more life. And then, which I think was like a Carl reference. And Danielle goes, I got it. Let's go outside and go full spa mode. And then it cuts to Danielle and Lindsay in a pool with their hands up in the air, twirling around. showing off different Marshalls outfits. And then they're putting like a little bit of like spackle on their arms. And it's like, oh my God, spa day. And then in the end, the final shot is Danielle sort of like dancing in a house. And Lindsay has a blow dryer out and is blowing, like, she's like aiming the blow dryer at Danielle. And she goes, you look amazing. So we already know the good people at Marshalls do not watch Summer House because there's no world.
Oh, no, they definitely watch it. And this was totally an attack on the other people. I mean, More Life was a tribute to Carl, so they're a Carl fan. Being in Bed is Sierra and Paige.
But then
Marshalls
the thing
is obviously a diss against Paige that they would give them a Marshalls commercial and not the one who brags about discount clothes constantly. And then you've got Maya with the blow dryer in the hair like Beyonce. So
no, it's Lindsay with holding the blow dryer, and like I just feel like in no world is Lindsay holding up the blow dryer and putting Danielle in the spotlight.
No, well that's true.
I'm about to sneeze. I'm not getting choked up by this. I'm just about to sneeze.
I can't take it, Marshalls. How dare you? I think this was an obvious fuck you to Marshalls. I mean, to Paige from Marshalls. Sounds like it to me. I mean, this has got to be the most offensive thing that's ever happened in Paige's life.
Yeah, she was probably very upset. So anyway, moving on.
That is delicious. God, I'm going to go buy a Chip to Gather sign. right after we're done here. So then we get Sierra's quarter life crisis. I can't with that. Okay. You know when I'll care? When you're a dollar. Okay. Get to a dollar. I'll watch your shit on Good Morning America. Until then, I don't want to hear about your quarter life crisis, ma'am.
In honor of the late Willard Scott. So then, what's the title of today's show? So then Sierra, Andy's like,
when I'm a quarter, I'm sure I'll watch it every day.
Andy's like, Sierra, were you being serious when you called Luke the douchiest guy on Bravo? That doesn't seem fair at all. # justice for Luke. So she's like, I retract the statement, but I do wish that Luke would stop pawing at my chest right now. I don't have any saucers of milk for you. Sorry, Luke.
But, you know, Sierra and I recently did grab dinner. It was very enjoyable. You know, a guy came to our table. He slowly opened a tin of fishy-smelling food, you know, and I just went to town on that sucker, you know. And I just hope that, you know, we can continue to grow. Because when she really went up to that post and just started putting her nails in it and stretching her back, I think we can be friends.
All right, Luke, I'm going to need you to stop weaving yourself in between Sierra's legs and return to your seat. Okay.
Sorry, God, my tail gets itchy. And Kyle's like, whoa, to be a fly on the wall on that one. And starts doing poking his finger in his hole thing again.
Yeah.
I'm not really even sure what Kyle's doing at this point.
Sandy's like, well, we got a lot of emails from fans who agreed with that Sierra was being hypocritical when telling Austin he couldn't sleep in Lindsay's bed. Who thinks Luke was right? Ronnie, could you just refer? I was trying to remember because so many of these scenarios have popped up over the season. The hypocritical aspect was that Sierra was saying that Austin couldn't be with another girl when, I guess, it's the hypocritical part was that, like, she felt, Sierra felt that Luke was controlling when they had their thing last season?
Luke is saying Sierra's a hypocrite for saying Austin can't sleep in Lindsay's bed. I think they're saying because Sierra's a hypocrite for the stuff that happened in Winterhouse. Now you're trying to take ownership of Austin when no. Lindsay didn't try and take ownership of Austin.
Right. Oh, I thought that Luke, I seem to remember at some point, like weeks ago on this season, that Luke made a point that was like, well, you did the same thing to me. Where like you said, like you roasted me all last season because of something. And I just can't remember anymore, everyone. I'm so sorry.
Don't drag me down into your non-remembrance.
I can't remember. There's so many of these hypocritical moments. It's like hard to remember to pick one out from like.
You know what? I try not to concentrate on what I don't remember. I try to celebrate the things I do. And then I never let them go.
That's good.
So Sierra's like, I mean, listen, that would be like me going to Charleston and sleeping in Shep's bed. Like whether we were an item or not, it was a lack of respect, which I also didn't really get. This is where we turn into Cocoon. Where we're both like, wait a minute, what?
Because there's so many different variations of this argument that happened between these people, so it's hard to remember.
But this is the point where Lindsay turns into the big victim who can't remember anything either. So I guess it's good that we're morphing into this senior citizen segment. Because you know Lindsay's what? Like, well, all I said was, like, he's sleeping in my room. Like, all I meant was I invited him and I didn't want to put him on the couch. Which then they showed the clip of Amanda going, well, where's Austin going to sleep? And Lindsay going, well, I assume with me. And then having that smile on her face, like she knew she just dropped a bomb, you know?
I think, by the way, I think the issue with Sierra was that, like, wasn't last season that, like, Luke was, like, texting her and she was like, don't text me after this, like, basically saying, like, making Luke to be, like, a crazy person because he was, like, texting her after 9 o'clock being like, have a good night and everything. And, like, being, and now, like, she is... She's like, you can't be like that. But then she is now making claims on where Austin has to sleep when he comes to town. I think that's what the Luke thing was.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to say it just because I feel like
I'm dropping it.
I'm drunk. You're like, I'm drunk.
I'm done.
You're growling.
I am done. I am done.
So Paige is like, well, you should go back into PR, Lindsay, because you're great at spinning. That is not what happened. And Andy's like, well, multiple people, you know, have interest in Austin. And Lindsay's like, yeah, but also I knew that she was interested in Carl. And then I knew that she was interested in Alex.
And then Sierra's like, yeah, and they all backed off because Austin was coming to the house because they knew. And then they cut to Alex's face. Like, he's like, I backed off because I'm shy. It's like he didn't back off because he's awesome. He backed off because he just never had any game to begin with.
And Lindsay goes, well, I don't think that's why they backed off, which was so rude. And Andy's like, well, was it clear that Sierra had feelings? Yes, but the thing is, it's clear that Sierra has calendar-based feelings. It's like, okay, it's this date and he's going to come in, so I'm going to drop everybody else and have feelings for this weekend, but then still try and date other people, which she should because she's not in a fucking relationship with Austin, which is the point. Why isn't the point like, Sierra, you're not with Austin. Austin very clearly said, I just want to be friends with you. Why would you think that Austin is going to come be your boyfriend, especially when he's so close to Lindsay that he's talking to her all the time and coming up here specifically to be at her birthday with her?
Well, I've always maintained that I feel like, you know, Austin has tried to have his cake and eat it too. And like we saw the first night that Austin was there, he basically was trying to have sex with her. He literally was like, let's have sex. You know, remember he was like, I want to eat you up, Celine Dion. And she obviously has lingering feelings. So I don't think it's crazy that she felt like something was going to happen this weekend. I really don't think that that is a crazy thing. And I can understand why she was scrambled, because remember there's this awful person in the center of this stupid love chevron. And I think that, like, you know, it's not like I understand why she was mixed up from that. And I've always sort of like felt like, you know, like it's understandable why she had certain expectations, etc.
Well, I think so too, because Austin's a fucking crazy maker, you know, like,
yeah,
he totally just wants to feel loved because he's like an old piece of gas station jerky who's about to be taken off the shelf, and he just feels like he needs to be eaten by somebody to keep him beef, you know, to keep him tasty or whatever. But sorry, you know, and if she's supposed to guess all this stuff with you, why wouldn't you guess this stuff with her when you know that she was hooking up with him for a long time? She's still talking him to the point where he's going to fly in. Why wouldn't you be sensitive enough to be like, well, Lindsay obviously still really likes this guy and he's flying in to be with her on her birthday? You know,
well, that's a whole other issue. Yeah,
but it's like they make me crazy because all this fighting is over a terrible fucking man. It's all over a terrible man. And I think a lot of it goes back to that. It's like the Lindsay and Paige stuff. It's like, is this Carl shit? Like, why are you so mad? You know?
Yeah.
Like none of you, I feel like none of you really even like each other. It's just all casting on TV shows that you're trying to stay on. And you're like going at each other personally for shit like that. Ugh, it's gross.
Right. So then they're just talking about, like, so Sierra, it was evident to everyone that Sierra still had feelings. And Lindsay's like, well, I knew she had feelings, but I didn't know, like, the full extent of the feelings, which is funny because, like, everyone knew. So then Kyle goes, yeah, well, Craig came and Austin did not. And I thought you made it very clear, you know, that you were bummed out. And and then Carl tries to jump in, and Carl is basically like, well, you know, like, he didn't come to see you. You backed off of me. What was this again? It was basically that Carl just told Austin not to come.
No, yeah. Well, Carl said he didn't come to see you. He backed off of that, meaning like he wasn't here to see you, Sierra. He had already told you he didn't want to be with you. And Paige is like, yeah, well, he backed off because he was going to come at the beginning of the season and he canceled. And Paige is like, well, you told him it would be thirsty being on three shows. And he goes, it is thirsty being on three shows, which is hilarious.
And Andy goes, ha, 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 ha. So he's like, yeah, it is really thirsty to be on three shows. And now that I'm sober, I'm not as thirsty. So there we go. So then we have some more, like, in the break hijinks. Andy's asking Kyle how much product is in his hair. He's like, it's texturizing. It's my jizz. I did something about marriage in my hair, I'll be honest. And then
texturizing spray. Andy's like, yeah, that's still product. Okay, we're back. Now, let's get into the Austin situation. Maya, you've expressed shock. Multiple people weren't fighting over Austin. And Alex is like, yeah, I expressed that too. I have a line. So if anybody, like, if you want to call on me. And Maya's like, yeah, I thought he was going to have a stellar personality. But, like, what people didn't see is he dogged me out earlier. And Alex is like, yeah, he said your opinion doesn't even matter. Yeah, he said that, like, he belonged in the house more than I did. So, yeah, we didn't really get along well.
I can totally see Austin saying that to Maya, which is so condescending and awful. Like, he is hideous.
Austin sucks.
Yeah, Alex is like, all right, I'm gonna take matters in my own hand. I'm gonna say the line. I don't understand why all the anger is going towards each of you when you go back and you watch it. He gets nothing. I don't understand why you're fighting for, like, the Honda Civic of male attractiveness. And they're all like, whoa, Alex. And Andy like points at him like, look at, there he is. Look at this guy. There he is.
You know, but like at one point it was about Austin, but then it like got deeper between them because it like got deeper. And Sierra's like, I was literally dismissed the entire weekend. And Austin got an earful too. Oh, don't you worry. And Paige is like, yeah, no one's telling Austin's not at fault.
But you know, and,
oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, but it drove me nuts because we see this happen on so many reality shows when Sierra says, oh, he got an earful. Don't you worry. But why is it that Austin's earful happens off camera? Why does it happen in private? Why is he like spared that? You know, and I'm not sitting here being like public shame, but like you're like happy to go at each other, like you and Lindsay on camera, but like you're going to sort of have like give him a almost a dignified, you know, yell at, like cursing out off camera. And that's where I feel like there's like a double standard
on camera. The problem
is not in the same way.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what her earful is. If she's like,
Paige was the only one who did that. Paige was the only one who truly went after Austin and for as much as like, you know, like the tide has turned against Paige, let's not forget she was the only one who really like chewed out Austin.
Yeah. And also, even if Sierra even if the one on camera is the one she's talking about, the earful, she didn't sit him down and like start berating him in front of the entire house like she did with Lindsay, where she's like, I'm going to sit her down at dinner and just tell her off in front of the whole entire house, you know? So, yeah, I mean, Austin's a piece of shit. So Andy's like, well, what did you think was going to happen, Sierra? And she's like, well, I didn't think anything was going to happen. But like, if he was going to kiss anybody, I thought it would probably be me. Which, you know, that's your mistake. Like, how many times do you need to get in the same broken down car and, like, turn the key? It's not going anywhere. Okay?
So then Annie's like, at Madsturbation. That's a good Twitter name. Sierra, do you think it's hypocritical to be so upset with Lindsay for hooking up with Austin when you did the same thing to her in Vermont? And so Danielle's like, 1,000,000%. So Sierra, so now this is where I was a little like, because Sierra goes, no, because in Vermont, I said, if you guys have something you want to figure out, I will absolutely take a step back. So we get a flashback because remember all season long, I've been saying I'm too lazy to go back to Winterhouse to see what was really said, but I want to go back and see it. Well, now Bravo has given us the footage. And it is Sierra saying, look, if you guys have something going on, I'll take a step back. But she's saying it to Austin. That is not the same. That is a completely different thing. Of course Austin's going to say, no, God, she's stupid, the old hag bitch. God, if she were standing right here in this room, I'd be like, Lindsay, no, I don't have any interest in you at all. It's insane right now.
That's true, but I feel like that's a shady edit because I'm pretty sure she said something like, Lindsay, are we okay? Or, and Lindsay was like, no, I have nothing going on with him, you guys. Nah, 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 nah. I mean, I could have sworn that happened in Winterhouse, but I'm not really sure. I don't remember.
But either way, she, if we're just going to go off of this clip, like, of course Austin's going to say that because he wants to get into Sierra's pants. Like, it was not her being, like, girl code or anything like that.
Right. It was her talking to Austin, not Lindsay. So Andy's like, well, Old Yeller from Dies at the End, spoiler alert, says, Amanda, did Lindsay just do that to get back at Sierra? Which, of course she did. And Amanda's like, well, watching it back, it did seem like that. But, like, it's your birthday and you can do what you want. But, like, if you hurt someone, you have to deal with it.
Well, I was just... just gonna wait for Amanda to get her Kyle out. Okay,
great. Right. I feel better. Go ahead.
All right, I just want to make sure there's no last little gases in there. All right. Well, I was just...
thank you. Actually, there was.
Not gonna lie, I had a sense. Yeah. I was just gonna say one thing. Like, what I observe as a sober person is, I feel like some of you think she went out of her way and had like this strategy and plan to get back at you. And so, like, just want to show Lindsay I've got your back. You look.
Yeah, there was malicious intent, I felt. I was like, oh, yeah, look, I gotta ask Carl to take off his boyfriend helmet because, like, I'm putting on my husband helmet to let Amanda talk, and husband outranks boyfriend on the whipped scale. So,
so like, Lindsay.
Now we have to listen to Carl and Kyle and Danielle fight other people's fights. Like, yeah. All of you shut the fuck up. Seriously. Like, you don't date somebody and then suddenly we have to listen to your defense of them. Lindsay is completely capable, as is Amanda Kyle. And Kyle, you're the one pissing Amanda off the whole season. So don't act like you're the one who has her back suddenly.
I'm not sure that Lindsay's capable, because this was her defense.
I didn't go into the weekend saying I'm going to go hook up with Austin in front of Sierra. Like, I didn't pick myself up to make out with me. And I didn't chase me around and throw me in the pool. And I didn't go and get, like, cheesy tots with me, okay? And I didn't call me Celine Dion, also me. So, like, I didn't say I was going to fuck me, okay?
I was like, wait, Lindsay.
But it takes two people to make out. And Sierra's like, I mean, you didn't think, like, let's maybe not do this because Sierra's right there? Because Lindsay does make herself just sound like a prop. You know, she's like, well, so you know, passive. I was just there. And then Austin just decided who he was going to use to splooge all over. And, you know, it's like both of us were waiting and I was the one who got picked. I mean, I'm just so lucky. It's like, what do you, it's like we have no autonomy. Okay, are just girls. We just need to wait to see how the man wants to use us before we know what to do. It's like, what the hell happened to women empowerment and feminism? What is this bullshit? I can't.
It's also like, Lindsay, you, when she's like, you know, well, I'm not the one who jumped on Austin. It's like, you literally jumped on him.
You,
like,
literally
had your legs wrapped around him, you know, and we're kissing him. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that when I, like, jumped up on him and put my lips on his lips that we'd be kissing. Oh
my God. It's just so gross. It's like, I didn't know I was going to be the puppy picked at the pet store. You know, I'm sorry I have a mansion. You've got, like, a little tiny studio apartment with the same carpet as this set. So Eddie's all confused because he's like, you know, he doesn't watch this shit. He's like, what are they even talking about now? And Amanda's like, but Lindsay, you're smart and you're empowered. And right now you're dancing around this. And Danielle's like, but you won't let her speak. And Sierra goes, okay, well, Mackenzie was there and I had kissed Carl before. But like, if I had gone up to him that weekend in front of Mackenzie and made out with him, Lindsay, you would have come for my neck. Yeah, but Carl was dating Mackenzie, and Mackenzie came to town for Carl. You were not dating Austin, and Austin did not come to town for you. So that doesn't work. So none of these arguments are working.
Yeah. And Lindsay goes, well, I didn't go up to Austin to intentionally make out with him. And Maya goes, but you did make it back. Like, you still went back for more, you know? So Andy's like,
and then we see the clip of her straddling Austin at the party.
And Andy's like, is there anything you'd like to take accountability for? This is actually from Christina Gibson, believe it or not. Wow. And Lindsay's like, maybe I had subconscious feelings for Austin that I wasn't aware of. What? Don't you subconscious that you weren't aware of? You literally said, I love you. I'm in love with you.
I am in love with you.
Last season.
So then this whole, but I didn't realize he was going to choose me to focus on. And Danielle saying, but did you like it? And so Paige is like, well, I think if you would apologize for hurting her feelings, this would all be over. And she goes, but I did. I literally sat with you in the hot tub and said, sorry. And so we see a clip of that where she says, I know what it's like to be the one that's not chosen and to feel rejected. And it sucks. So Amanda's like, yeah, but, like, you know, that's the kind of apology that makes me crazy.
Kyle. And Amanda, yeah, she's like, it wasn't an I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. It was an I'm sorry that you feel that way and that you made guacamole and that, like, you know, I'm sorry I stayed out late at the club and didn't answer your text messages when there was a bowl of guacamole waiting for me at home, you know? So,
like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Not I'm sorry your feelings got hurt. Shut up, Amanda. Like, all you care about is being apologized to. And that's why you're with the person who does stupid shit all the time that he has to apologize for. Like, get a different addiction. Get a healthier addiction than getting apologies from people.
So Lindsay's like, well, I said, I'm sorry that your feelings got hurt. And I'm sorry I played a part in that. And I did say that in the hot tub.
Yeah, so, she goes, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Is that acceptable, Amanda? And Kyle goes, well, it makes all the difference. Oh, my God. Well, go fuck your finger in your finger hole again or do whatever the fuck you were doing 5 minutes ago.
So then Andy is like,
I want to get to Andrea as a giant dinner. And man, wow, Andrea, you really put your heart into it, only to have it destroyed. Did that break your heart? Do you want to see some footage of you crying at your own dinner party? Let's look at it.
Oh, Lexi!
All right. Great. Great times.
So the question is to Kyle. Kyle, why was Sierra's behavior out of character? Why does Lindsay get to say whatever she wants with no consequence? And Kyle's like, huh, well, that's a loaded question. Okay. Look, sometimes I've been on the short end of the stick with Lindsay. You know, if you're in an argument with Lindsay, even if you're right, you're still going to lose. I mean, I love you, Lindsay, but that's just how I feel, Lindsay.
She's like, well, it could be flipped too. There's like a lot of times when I feel hurt by the females in this house. Do you remember the committees? Is this a committee? Is this a committee? I'm activated by the committee.
Well, whenever anyone tries to approach you and throw your miscarriage in your face, you get defensive about it.
And Sierra's like, excuse me, but it's whenever the girls try to approach you.
Okay, the girls, it always comes off as defensive. Yeah, defensive. And like, you never listen to what people have to say. Yeah.
And you get defensive. And your whole tone is fucking horrible. And if you want to be completely honest, you want to know people don't come up to you or say anything, is because we don't know when you're going to flip the switch. Listen, lady, as the one who threw a glass at somebody, I don't really know that you're the one to be accusing someone else of flipping a switch.
Yeah. And Danielle's like, Sierra, but you're not approachable either. It's really tough. And Sierra goes, yeah, but I'm not condescending. And the moment that I do speak up for myself, I let it build up. And Danielle goes, yeah, but we listen. Because no, you don't listen. Because that's why the dinner turned into what it turned into.
And I sat there and I said nothing. I said nothing. I was great. I was wonderful. I was like someone waiting to be picked by Austin. I did nothing.
And Danielle's like, it turned into what it turned into because you attacked me. And she goes, because you weren't listening. And she's like, but I was. And so then Maya is like, well, I would have been offended by your reaction, Danielle. I mean, that would have hurt my feelings too. And so everyone's coming at this from a place of my truth, you know, where they're like, this is my truth. But that's not how truth works, you guys. Okay. Like, Sierra, you came in to embarrass Lindsay in front of the whole table and dress her down. Danielle, you stuck your fucking nose where it didn't belong and started fighting for Lindsay again because Lindsay had nothing to say for herself. Then Sierra got up in your face, and then you went right up toe-to-toe and got in her face. Okay? That's what happened. Why are we all pretending like there's different versions of this truth?
Yeah. And Sierra basically is like, let my emotions, you know, get the best of me. And it wasn't an excuse, but I was just over being dismissed in the house, blah, 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 and all that stuff. And she said, like, basically, Danielle got involved and shouldn't have. And Danielle's like, well, the conversation wasn't going anywhere, which is really not Danielle's choice to make, right? Because it's not her conversation. And so then Sierra's like, well, she wasn't paying attention. Like, she didn't even give a fuck. And Lindsay's like,
I was looking straight at you and listening. I was literally listening to what you said. You were clearly talking about the time you beat level 4 in Super Mario Brothers when you were a little girl, right? Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Whatever, Lindsay. She goes, but I was listening. And Carl, I think, hits the nail on the head. He's like, oh, you didn't get what you wanted from her, so you flipped the fuck out. Let's be honest. Like, oh, it didn't need to go to that level. Just being honest. But gotta be honest. All right. And I think that's totally true. She was expecting Lindsay. She got herself, like, riled up to go in there for a big fight with Lindsay. Like, she expected Lindsay to pull out Lindsay moves. Like, getting up in her face, screaming in her face, waving her finger around. And Lindsay didn't do it. But she was already, her energy was already raised for that to happen. Like, what do you do?
And Luca's like, well, to be honest, you also had... Sorry for your bowel. You kind of had a little fuel on the fire because you went to dinner, okay? Like, before you went to dinner, okay? Because Paige kind of stoked the fire a little bit, huh? Huh? Like a little, like a hot, like putting the burner under a hot dish.
Yeah, and that's so true, too. And so Paige gives him her dopey face, like it's so scary. And then we see the clip of Paige saying, you need to bring out your inner Italian tonight and just go off on this bitch. And Paige goes, and I would do it again!
Sage, I mean, come on, you're inciting her and firing her up. Sierra's like, excuse me, I make my own choices. And Paige goes, me encouraging her to speak her mind 1,000%, because we had 3 weekends before where she was dismissed and unseen. So if she wanted to say something, she could hit the floor for 1 minute at a dinner. And Lindsay made a whole t-shirt line about being activated so she can't get mad at a dinner at once, just once. which is actually kind of true. Like, why not? Why can't Ciara get mad at a dinner? Why not? Let her have a reality show moment.
Well, because she threw a glass. Like, that, well, that ruined everything. Like, if she didn't throw that glass, I think this would have been a whole different conversation. Because that she did throw it, now she's got Danielle, you know, who gets her big moment next. But I think that was her big mistake. Now, one thing I have to say for Ciara is Ciara is the only one who's actually coming on this show and, like, apologizing.
Yes.
She's like, yes, Austin was a piece of shit. Yes, I stand by some things I did, but that was wrong, and I'm sorry I did that. Yeah, like, she's the only one who's doing it. And I think that people are so used to villainizing Ciara because of that moment that they're not seeing that she's the only one really kind of taking any responsibility here.
She does. I was actually very impressed with the way she really did not, like, back away from it or whatever. She's just like, yeah, I, like, you know, she basically is like, I own my yelling and I'm not going to apologize for me yelling. But, like, the glass was unacceptable. I shouldn't have done that. And she just states, and she's, like, really good about that. And, you know, having, you know, endured the trauma of Candace on Potomac, also having the glass throw controversy there, and, like, how that was, like, her reaction was totally different, you know. I'm just saying that, like, in terms of people on reality shows throwing glasses, it was great to see someone who's just like, yeah, I did. I shouldn't have done that. And just like, and that's all it takes.
Well, it's also interesting in that how I was just saying, you know, Ciara was expecting a big fight with Lindsay. So she got herself, like, to that energy level to have this big fight that didn't really materialize. I think that's what Danielle does in this next segment, because I think she's expecting this to be like a fight, and it's not. Because they start talking about the wine glass throw, and she's like, well, look, I got frustrated, and that was the wrong response. And Danielle says, but did you know that in that moment you threw a wine glass at me? And she's like, no, I had no idea. She goes, but when you watched it back, why didn't you reach out? You didn't say anything. Do you know how fucked up that was for me to watch it? And Sierra's like, because we're not close like that. Which, yeah, you know, people aren't really happy. I think she definitely should have texted or something. Like, that was worse than I thought, or something. Yeah. But then Danielle starts going on this whole thing, and she's like, you know, I had a bruise on my chest, and Craig held me back, and the reason is because you threw a wine glass at my chest, and I was just trying to change the conversation so maybe some dialogue could happen. No, you were getting in the middle of a fight, right?
There was no attempt to change the conversation. There was like a, now you be quiet vibe going on instead. And she goes, so she's like, it escalated to the most ugly of places I could imagine, and we should never let that as fuck two fucking women, as people of color, and not especially over some stupid fucking idiot guy. Honda Civic. Yes, Alex, you had your moment. This is mine, okay? So then Amanda does this thing. I don't know if you noticed it, but I felt like you probably did, because this is like what Amanda like lives for: two things, kicking people out of parties and being the one who points to the tissue box to say, get her some tissues.
So she's like, you know, I just wish you would have texted me. And Sarah's like, I absolutely agree. I just didn't think we had the relationship where you would be receptive to that. And I'm sorry. And so then Danielle, response, I think, was expecting. Yes, that's what I mean. Like, she actually gives a good apology. And then Danielle's like, yeah, but because so much time has gone by, I've developed hatred for you. And it's like, okay, you just, like, you were expecting something else. And now you're. Now you're taking this whole thing too far, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. My gosh. The drama of it all.
Will Danielle ever resolve her issues with Ciara? Will her hatred abate? Probably. They'll probably hug. It'll be fine. But anyway, it looks like this is going to be a three-parter, because they did not say, next week the reunion concludes. So next week we're probably going to start segueing into all issues of Paige and Craig and the wedding and who knows what else. So that's for us to look forward to.
Yeah, fun times. But this week we've still got the Beverly Hills premiere coming up. Below Deck Med, or Selling Yacht, sorry, will be out later today. And Jersey, of course, Crap, etc. You know, just what's going on, guys. Okay, we will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for being here. We love you guys.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.